If I'm going to share my own story, I left my country, and that's why it's very difficult for somebody who have everything in his life. Like me, I grew up in Afghanistan. I did my bachelor degree in Afghanistan. I had a very good job in Afghanistan as a journalist. But once I forced it to leave my country, you know, with like a small bag. It's very difficult when you made a lots of things for yourself, like for many years, then you just force it to live somewhere and then come to the other country just with like a piece of clothes, nothing else. So sometimes when I'm thinking about my like past 20 years, I thought that, oh, you tried a lot to do something, but why everything is like lost in a one night? When the Taliban came back to the power, even me and everyone, we are losing everything, everything. You know, to be very honest, on that day, I was sitting in a room crying all the time, all the time. Because I can't imagine that, oh my God, we don't have any rights anymore, we don't have any freedom anymore, and we have to be set like in somewhere. And somebody's coming that even they're not educated. Even now I'm talking with you, you know, I'm just remembering the bad days. And I don't want to be crying here, I'm sorry, but really I lost everything in my life. And it takes some time that when you're coming in the other country, like here, I'm here, I'm living in France. I have a lot of opportunity to do it, but not very quickly. Like if it's not too long. I can just share a little bit when I came for the first time in the Paris city. Even I was not a French speaker and no one is talking with me in English. So I just sit somewhere and just cry for like about 10 minutes that, oh my God, how I should live here, because you didn't know about the language, you didn't know about the culture of the European people that they are living here. So it's difficult for everyone, not only for me, because you're new in a society. But now for me everything is good, and just trying to fight for the rights of others.